Noah Fernandes, great effort for him and the Scarlet Knights tonight. They take down Georgetown. Noah, just walk me through this win where, after starting the season off with that loss versus Princeton, three straight wins at home.
I mean, you know, you got to protect your home court, number one. And, you know, I think our intensity and our connectedness has ramped up, you know, in the past, you know, couple of weeks. So we're just trying to keep building, keep winning. That's all that matters. That's all the players and coaches are worried about. We just want to keep stacking these wins.
You know, you came from UMass. You came from Wichita State. You've bounced around the NCAA for a while now in your long career. How'd you find your way here to Rutgers, number one? And number two, how would you describe your first four games with the Scarlet Knights?
Yeah, I would give that shout out to Coach Pikel, you know, for believing in me and, you know, wanting me to be a part of this program. It's a great place, great people all around, players, staff, you know, whatever it is, academic, you know, it's just great people. And, you know, the first four games have been electric, man. I haven't played in front of fans in so long, and it's just so fun having y'all out there, man. I really do appreciate every fan out there, man, for sure.
And you and Derek and J-Mike were at the head of that 2-2-1 offense. Was there something that you saw from Georgetown's guards that really made you want to attack, or was it just that defensive effort that you guys give all the time?
You know, they got really talented guards, you know. Brumbo and Jaden Epps are two of the best guards you can play, you know what I'm saying? And playing them together is really tough, but, you know, I think it's just part of our principles and what we want to do every night. You know, we want to get into guys and you know, kind of establish our presence on defense every night. So, you know, we didn't really see any weaknesses or anything with them, but we just kind of wanted to do what we do.
I've noticed a lot tonight, especially that, you know, your stability in a full game is really remarkable to see. When it comes to, you know, playing tough teams in the mid-majors, it doesn't get easier when you're playing Power 5, Power 6 teams. You haven't played a Big Ten team yet, but when it comes to being stable against those opponents, how will you look to do that when that part of the season comes around?
Yeah, you know, I just think sticking to what we do, sticking to our principles, and staying together. I think if we all stay together and everyone does what we do, we got a lot of pieces and everybody could do a lot of different things. So we just got to stick to what we do.
Noah Fernandes, thanks a lot.
Thank you, man. Thank you.